Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
We have got football tonight. It is the Rams and the Raiders. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That is your Dr. Pepper call-in line. Again, the big news of the day is that Brittany Griner is headed home. A high-level prisoner swap has taken place between the United States and Russia, and she is on a plane on her way back to the States. The president announced just a little while ago. We'll hear from President Biden in just a little bit. Focus on some football here to begin this hour. It's Canty and Carlin, and we're joined by Rob Ninkovich, who joins us on studio.
What up? How we doing? How
doing, you doing good. Having the second best beard in ESPN in the studio is pretty cool, right, Carlin?
The second best.
Second best.
Well, I don't color mine.
I was actually.
You see how you had to air me out?
I was about to ask.
Actually,
you
I might have a little bit of that.
Just a little bit.
Right here.
See, that's where I was going right to go here with this. When did you make that? I actually was going to ask this before you even brought it up.
Yeah.
If you, in fact, do color it, and when did you make the decision to do it?
Well, if ours looked like yours, we wouldn't color it, because exactly. Then we'd look like Zorro.
Yeah, because now I can't
do
it.
Cool, I'm past actually the point. If you got the Santa Claus going, you're good.
Yeah, now I'm past the
it's
point.
All
of no
one, it's got to be one color. So for right me, you know, I got a few scragglers. I might hit them with a little Beijing, and then they're fine, you know?
Yeah. No, he's right. Here's the thing, Carlin. I didn't make the decision. The barber made the decision for me.
Really?
Yes. The barber said, I know you didn't ask for this, but I'm going to, quote unquote, enhance your beard. And what that meant was putting a little Beijing in there.
They put a little coverage.
Little fill in.
It's not really like we have full beards, though. Yeah. Some people, if you don't have an actual beard, you shouldn't do it. Some people do it.
It looks like face paint.
Yeah. Like, you know, Ray was doing up top. Ray Lewis would do up top.
Yeah, that
you
was know, bad.
They take
bad
out the stencils and just the airbrush. Yeah. You know,
so. See, right now I have cut it too short where I couldn't do it right now. You got to grow it out. Yeah, but what if I actually did that? Should I do it?
No.
At this
no,
point,
why? No. You have a white beard. It's beautiful. Let it grow.
White and
because you can't stop here, you know, like.
Yeah. No, I got to do the. No, I know got, I got
yeah,
back
yeah,
here.
You can't. You can't go back. You can't go. You can't color yeah the beard and leave the sides. Yeah. You know,
like. So many bad decisions I have made over the years. When I had the opportunity to handle it, I just let it go. Anyway, let's get to some football. Rob, can the Raiders make a playoff run?
Raiders? Oh, man. I know they're looking good or better than they were, but I don't know if they can make a playoff push because of the fact that, you know, you look at the teams that are the top dogs. I think that they it's almost like they're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they haven't put it together. They're putting it together too late.
Okay.
And, you know, when they play a team that's a little bit more, I guess, put together in all three phases, they're going to probably run into some problems like they had during the regular season. Like, you know, last week, for example, yeah, they win that football game. But, you know, you look at the pass rush, you know, Chandler Jones has three sacks, you know, it's just something that you can't count on every week. You can't count on that for them to do that. So, again, I just think the inconsistencies for me, I'm not putting them in the playoffs.
I hear you on that one, Rob. But looking at the AFC playoff picture, there are six teams that have a better than an 80% chance, according to our FPI, of making the postseason. And then that seventh spot is up for grabs. Now, you just said you don't think the Raiders can make it. But the two teams that have the best odds to being able to grab that seventh spot, the L.A. Chargers with a 57% chance of getting the seventh seed and the New York Jets at 33% chance of being able to get the seventh seed. Which one of those two teams gets in?
I think the Jets because of their defense.
Mm.
They have a really stout front. You watch the Jets. You watch the Jets front. They are fast. They're physical. They're tough. And when you play against them, you know. I mean, the quarterbacks are getting hit. So I would say the Jets. I feel like they have a better shot just based on their defense.
We were talking earlier about Devontae Adams and what he has done this season, where seemingly he hasn't lost a step in his production. If you're Devontae Adams moving forward and where the Raiders are, considering, again, they're fighting down the stretch to even have a chance, are you best off in this situation if you're trying to win a championship? Or if you had another opportunity at a different quarterback, let's say that Aaron Rodgers actually did become available this offseason, or Tom Brady was an option this offseason for the Raiders, are you comfortable with where you are right now and your ability to win, or would you rather have a little bit of an upgrade there?
I mean, I think that he's having a very productive season. He's going to have productive seasons no matter who the quarterback is. You obviously want to have a chance to win a playoff game, get deep in the playoffs, but I think it's more than just Carr. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at this, the team as a whole, I think defensively they underperformed. Offensively, they weren't where we expected them to be. So, yeah, I'm sure that he would want – but here's another thing, too. Are we buying the names? You know, you're just buying a name of Brady. If Brady goes to the Raiders, there's not a guarantee that they're going to be better than where they're at right now. So, because every year is different, and every single time you bring a group of guys together, you don't know the level of buy-in from certain players. It's a difficult environment. I know the Raiders, as far as Vegas, I would say is probably a very hard environment to keep guys focused on the task at hand, because if you're 23, 24 years old on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you can go find a pool, a club, anything you want in Vegas. You can find it. So I think that's one thing that's probably a little bit more difficult versus, you know, being in Wisconsin or, you know, a place where pretty much you're just football, go home, football, watch film, go to sleep, wake up, football. So, you know, I think the environment also can be troubling for certain teams. Because I remember when I played in Miami, it was hard, you know, for guys to focus on every day coming in. I mean, I wasn't a player. I wasn't playing. I was on the practice squad. But I saw some things.
Yeah.
The starters were not focused on football. I guarantee you that.
Too much time in Miami Gardens.
As Bart says all the time, South
the
Beach
exit,
is undefeated.
Miami Gardens.
Yeah, Miami Gardens. Too much time. Yep. Talking with ESPN NFL analyst Rob Ninkovich on Greeny. And, Rob, are the Bengals the best team in the AFC?
I'm not going to say they're the best team yet. Okay. I know they just beat Kansas City, and they seem to have Kansas City's number, but I still think that they're ascending. I think that this team could possibly put themselves right back to where they were last season and an opportunity in the Super Bowl, but you know, they're on the upswing. So I think that they can be the best team in the AFC if they continue to develop as far as playing at a high level, because it's like waves. You know, sometimes your team – they're on the downside and things aren't feeling like they're going right. You got injury bugs. So Chase, you know, having his hip injury, kind of managing through the season. And then things just seem to start going the right way and guys are healthy and, you know, you're staying healthy because it only takes one guy that goes down that affects you a la Von Miller in the Buffalo Bills. You don't know who that's going to be. So they seem to be on the upswing, and I think that they can be the best team in the AFC very shortly.
Yeah, it reminds you a lot of what we saw from them late last year. But
yeah.
So if the Cincinnati Bengals aren't the best team in the AFC, who's the team to beat in that conference?
I mean, I still think that Kansas City is going to be the team. They're going to have to beat them again, and it's really hard to beat the team that you've played in the same season twice.
Yep.
You know, so if you're Kansas City, you're probably sitting there like, yep, they got us again, but they're going to have to get us in our place. So if we keep that number one seed or we're able to get it back and we're at home and they got to come to us, I think we'll be okay. Or if they got to go there. So I think it's not like people ask all the time, you know, is it a, you know, mentally challenging to overcome a team that repeatedly beats you.
No.
And it's not.
It's not.
Because you know that we're right there. It's just one or two plays. And I think the play that the Kelce fumble was basically the play that lost them the football game. So you don't think Kelce's going to be extra motivated, you know, in the next matchup? Guarantee he will be. So Football players don't worry about that. You know, you just focus on going out there and performing at a high level when you get another opportunity. And you're chomping at the bit, too, especially when the playoffs hit.
Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst, joining Canty and Carlin in for Greeny. Rob, with the 49ers, in the context of having an outstanding defense as they do, what was the level of hit that they have taken with the Jimmy G loss?
I think it's a pretty big one because Jimmy G has the playoff experience. You know, you go with a rookie seventh-round draft pick. Granted, Shanahan has an offense that gets the ball out of his hands quickly and puts it in the playmaker's hands. But, you know, I think playoffs, when you're in the playoffs, and it's only everything becomes that much more finite. So a turnover becomes that much more costly in the playoffs. It's always one or two possessions, one or two series that at the end of the game come back to haunt you. I mean, how many times have you seen field goal missed? The game at the end comes down to that missed field goal or a fumble or just like we're talking about Kelce, a strip, a sack. Those things come down to the very end. And I would say this, of the majority of every playoff game I've been a part of, it all comes down to one play. You know, Ravens, AFC Championship game, missed field goal, we go to the Super Bowl. Playing in the Super Bowl, the Giants, the Manningham catch on the sideline, one play, you know.
Yep.
It's just
–
The Welker drop pass, one play. Seattle, the crazy catch down to the five, and then the interception by Malcolm, one play. And then you think of Atlanta, my last game I played in, the Matt Ryan strip sack, started the momentum.
Yep.
The Julian Edelman double catch, didn't touch the ground. All these little things, if you don't make them, you lose. That's it. You lose, plain and simple. So I think that the 49ers in the playoffs probably have trouble if they had a rookie quarterback under center.
Okay, so Rob, let's live in that world for a moment. Eagles aside, if we're in the playoffs, based on the teams that would currently be in the playoff field, who's the team that you trust the most?
I think I like the Eagles.
I said Eagles aside.
Oh, Eagles aside. Okay. Yeah. I'd say the Cowboys are right behind the Eagles.
You're not saying that with your chest, though.
No, I'm not saying it with my chest. I'm saying it by default. I'm saying it by default because what's the NFC? They're wounded. You know, yeah. If you're in the NFC, you got a shot. You know, Tampa's going to be in it because of just
– Do you like the Cowboys going on the road in Tampa?
No, I don't.
The wild card weekend?
No. That's scary.
Is that a bad matchup, Rob?
Yes, it is. It's a scary matchup. That's a matchup that the Cowboys don't want. They don't want to go see Tampa on the road. They don't. Because Tom could come up with something crazy and he could beat you. So, and then if that happens, you got a new head coach in Dallas.
Where have you heard that before, big fella?
Right next to me.
You got a new head coach in Dallas. Because you know Jerry Jones ain't going to put up with that. If they do everything this year that they expected to do, you go to Tampa and lose.
So what you're saying is if the Cowboys are going to make a deep playoff run, they got to find a way to win the division.
Yes. Or if they don't, they can't lose that first round.
To Tampa. And that'll be Tampa.
If they lose that first round, bad.
Rob? Awesome stuff. Thanks for breaking my spirit along the way, too, with this whole beard situation. I got nothing.
Well, we won't talk about the hair.
Okay? I just made that work. Sorry. That's the other thing. You've got a fabulous head of hair, and it's just
perfectly coiffed hair. Look at it. He's got a little product in there.
I fluff it.
Oh, man. Joliet's finest right there.
It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and at progressive.com. In just moments, the biggest news of the day. Brittany Griner is headed home from Russia as we speak. We will hear from the President of the United States in just moments. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny.
Brittany Griner is headed home. She is on a plane right now from Russia. A prisoner swap was worked out between the United States and Russia, and the president announced it a little while ago, about an hour and a half ago, that she was, in fact, on her way home. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. What makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination? Well, they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. And they've always got your battery solution. Get in the zone, AutoZone. So we have a bunch of sound from the president, from Sherelle Griner, Brittany Griner's wife, and also from TJ Quinn, ESPN's investigative reporter. Let's hear from TJ first on what the deal was specifically in this prisoner swap.
It came together fairly quickly, it sounds like. This is what we expected would happen, that there really wouldn't be news until she was in the air. The news that was not great for people who are following this is that American Paul Whelan, who this month will have been in a Russian prison for 4 years, is not part of this deal. It's a one-for-one trade with Victor Boot. He's serving a 25-year sentence in the U.S., but he's actually been in custody for 14 years already. The U.S. wants to continue talks to get those other Americans out. We have not heard yet why it ended up being a one-for-one trade.
Victor Boot was the arms dealer, the Russian arms dealer, who is nicknamed the Merchant of Death, that had been talked about as a possible person going back to Russia. Here is more from TJ on this deal and what led to it happening.
Not sure exactly what happened, but we know that just a couple of weeks ago, a senior Russian official had made this comment that the country was seriously involved in discussions to get her back. There was a quick and somewhat unprecedented response by U.S. officials saying, "You're not engaging. If you are, act like it." There was clear frustration from the American side. So whatever was going on at the time, the U.S. government was frustrated enough that you heard that kind of comment. Something changed in that short period of time where they finally said, okay, we've got this deal, let's do it.
So we find this out, that she is coming home. You want to hear more from the president right now?
Yeah, let's hear from the president.
Here is President Biden on trying to continue that they had been trying to continue to bring Brittany Griner home this whole time.
This is a day we've worked toward for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release. It took painstaking and intense negotiations, and I want to thank all the hardworking public servants across my administration who worked tirelessly to secure her release. I also want to thank the UAE for helping us facilitate Brittany's return, because that's where she landed. These past few months have been hell for Brittany and for Charlie and her entire family and all her teammates back home. People all across the country have learned about Brittany's story, advocated for her release, stood with her throughout this terrible ordeal. And I know that support meant a lot to her family. I'm glad to be able to say that Brittany's in good spirits. She's relieved to finally be heading home.
He said that he had spoken to her, and then there is more on Paul Whelan, who, as we heard from T.J. Quinn, was the American businessman and former Marine who was not, unfortunately, part of the prisoner swap.
She didn't ask for special treatment, even though we've been working on a release from the day one. She requested a simple quote, "Please don't forget about me and the other American detainees. Please do all you can to bring us home." We never forgot about Brittany. We've not forgotten about Paul Whelan, who's been unjustly detained in Russia for years. This was not a choice of which American to bring home. We brought home Trevor Reed when we had a chance early this year. Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's. And while we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we are not giving up. We will never give up.
Now, you have the statement from Paul Whelan's family.
Yeah, so this is from David Whelan on behalf of the family, Paul's twin brother. "I am so glad that Brittany Griner is on her way home. As the family member of the Russian hostage, I can literally only imagine the joy she will have being reunited with her loved ones and in time for the holidays. There is no greater success than for a wrongful detainee to be free and for them to go home. The Biden administration made the right decision to bring Ms. Griner home and to make the deal that was possible rather than waiting for one that wasn't going to happen." Now, we've seen reaction from the athlete community mostly positive regarding this administration's decision to do the one-for-one prisoner swap, but we did see Micah Parsons and others that had a strong reaction for the United States government not insisting that Paul Whelan not be a part of this prisoner swap. And for a family member of Paul Whelan to come out and say that the Biden administration made the right decision in validating this administration's decision to move forward with this, I think that speaks volumes in terms of Joe Biden and the work that his staff has done in order to facilitate Brittany Griner coming home.
And on the family of Paul Whelan, frankly, because he's been there for 4 years. And I think the most important part of that statement is to make the deal that was possible, as opposed to just holding out and not making any deal whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I think that speaks volumes to them. And Paul apparently, he said, "I don't know if Paul has found out about it yet, but he certainly will through Russian media." And then lastly, there is Sherelle Griner, who is Brittany Griner's wife, who spoke of how happy she is that Brittany is coming home, but also the fact that the two of them will continue to work to bring other Americans home.
"Today, my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there's so many other families who are not whole. And so BG's not here to say this, but I will gladly speak on her behalf and say that BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul, whose family is in our hearts today. As we celebrate BG being home, we do understand that there are still people out here who are enduring what I endured the last 9 months of missing tremendously their loved ones. So thank you everybody for your support. And today is just a happy day for me and my family. So I'm going to smile right now. Thank you."
More than anything else, she's coming home.
Yeah.
And that's what matters the most.
Yeah.
That's what matters the most right now with everything that we have seen go down over this last, year or so?
A year. And, Carlin, I will say this. You got to give a big shout-out to the WNBA and for the NBA being able to mobilize and create campaigns to keep Brittany Griner top of mind. you know, as we move through these athletic seasons, making sure that they're advocating for her and applying pressure where possible in order for our government to facilitate this prisoner swap.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app, coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. In moments, tonight's game features the Raiders and the Rams. Who's starting at quarterback for the Rams? You may not believe the answer to that question.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. So I tweeted this out this morning, and then just a little while ago, just about the possibility, like maybe it wouldn't be crazy to think that maybe Baker Mayfield could actually start tonight for the Rams. Mm-hmm. And then Adam Schefter tweeted out just a little while ago that the Rams are not going to make their decision on who their starting quarterback is until they go through pregame warmups, because mm-hmm. John Wolford's a little bit banged up right now.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the Rams and you have a guy who just joined the team like 36 hours ago,
yeah,
and he's starting at quarterback, I mean, that's a little bit crazy, but then in some ways – it's not.
It's not crazy, man. The Rams have punted on this season. They shut down Matt Stafford. They shut down Cooper Kupp. And they've shut down Aaron Donald. I mean, the reality is, and Jalen Ramsey has been shut down since the bye week. So, I mean, like,
he hasn't told anybody yet.
You didn't have to take him out of the lineup to shut him down. I mean, if you looked at Jalen Ramsey's stats on the season, it is absolutely atrocious. You're talking about a guy that's given up 42 catches on 60 targets, Carlin. So that's 70% catch percentage. 126.1 passer rating into his coverage, and has given up 7 touchdowns to only 1 interception.
Now,
does that sound like Jalen Ramsey to you?
No.
Yeah.
Now, we had Jeff Darlington on our show, Canty and Carlin, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN Radio, mm-hmm. and he was talking about when he was with Sean McVay a couple of years ago. I think it might have been at the combine or some sort of workout, and Baker Mayfield was there, and McVay stopped him, and they were chatting for a minute, and McVay really had this was after Baker was in the league. He really had a very fond spot for Baker, and maybe this was part of the Rams picking him up. Here's McVay on the possibility to be working with Mayfield.
What I can say in all sincerity is that there's an excitement about being able to work with him for what we know is 5 more weeks, and whether he plays in 5 games or 4 games is to be determined, but I'm excited about that.
It certainly sounds like he's going to play quite a bit no matter what happens, and understandable, but you brought this up the other day.
Well, hold on. Let's put a pin in that right there.
Yeah.
They're paying him $1.3 million to get a look at him.
Yeah.
Why not play him in the next 5 games?
Right.
Why not start him? I get it. It might not be ideal for Baker Mayfield. Well, beggars can't be choosers. Baker Mayfield is fighting for his career mortality as a starter in this league, and this is an opportunity for him to open the eyes of people in the Los Angeles Rams organization, because this is a team that might be closer to having to figure out what life is after their incumbent Matt Stafford before people thought that they might have to worry about that, because they gave Matt Stafford an extension after the Super Bowl. We understand what that's all about. Thank you for being able to get it done for us after making that huge swing with the trade. But with the injuries to Matt Stafford, and we know about the elbow coming into the season, now we're hearing reports about the neck, it's not outside of the realm of possibility that Matt Stafford shuts this thing down sooner than what people might think he would in terms of his career. So I think Baker Mayfield is a potential bridge option for the Rams if he shows well in these final five games.
So let's talk about that for a second. Stafford, you just laid out everything around him, and he's 35 years old, and he's got four kids. You know, at some point you would think that discussion is probably happening, and I would think that that's happening sooner rather than later. I mean, am I going to be shocked if Matt Stafford calls it a career after this year? No.
I think most people would, though, Carlin. And I know you've got some ties to the Los Angeles Rams organization.
I don't think it's definitely happening.
No. I'm not saying that you're reporting that. Yeah. I'm just saying I know you got some people that are pretty plugged in to that organization. And when players start having these conversations with their family members or with the organization, you got to start paying attention to that stuff. And then the subsequent move of putting in a claim for Baker Mayfield and picking him up and then having entertain the idea of starting this guy 2 days after you acquire him, I think it just shows you the level of urgency that the Rams are operating with in terms of trying to find a better option than what they currently have on their roster behind Matt Stafford, because they might have to be dealing with life without Matt Stafford sooner than a lot of people might realize. I don't think you would be shocked if Matt Stafford shut it down, but yeah. I think a lot of people would be.
Well, I mean, when you think about the totality of the situation, I wouldn't be shocked.
Sure.
Just based on if you're at that age and you're dealing with a neck or spine injury, whatever it is, and the beating that he took in Detroit and you got the ring, I start to get it. I wouldn't have really thought about it before this season.
No, you wouldn't have thought about it. And what skews that is what Tom Brady's doing, right?
Right.
Tom Brady's in his age 45 season.
But
and it's like we always try to assign Tom Brady longevity to all of these quarterbacks.
But I think we can be fair about one thing. When you look at Tom Brady in the way that he has handled pressure and all that stuff over the year, he has not taken the beating that Matthew Stafford has.
No, I'm not saying that he has. Yeah. Carlin, my whole point is we are expecting quarterbacks to play into their late 30s, early 40s now. And we said Brady was able to have this kind of longevity because of the new rules around the quarterback and the different protections that they have when they're in the pocket. When in reality is, it's damn hard to play into your 40s like we've seen from Tom Brady, and I think we see some slippage with some other quarterbacks. We didn't expect to see this version of Aaron Rodgers this year. We didn't expect to see this version of Russell Wilson this season. But again, we're talking about guys that are in their mid to late 30s, and it's unfair to think that quarterbacks are going to play until their late 30s, early 40s, and have that kind of success that we've seen Tom Brady have. So I'm saying that to say this. To me, it's not outside of the realm of possibility that Matt Stafford shuts it down, especially with the beating that he took in Detroit. All them years playing for the Lions, Carlin, them like dog years, bro.
Yeah.
Like, think about how bad the teams were around him. I think Matt Stafford made the playoffs 3 times and was 1 and done each of those 3 times. So coming to L.A., a place where he keeps his offseason home, winning a championship, it makes a player introspective about what their future, their football future is, and what their quality of life is going to be after they walk away from the game.
In Lions years, he's 83 years old.
Yes, yes.
It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. I want to throw one last piece about this out there and get your reaction to it. Blank them picks. This has been the mentality, right?
Oh, boy.
You talk about the chickens coming home to roost. Consider this for a second. You went through the other day what Jared Goff is doing and how well he is playing, specifically at home.
Oh, he's outstanding at home.
What was it, 17 touchdowns, 3 picks?
Yep.
I think. And then on the road, not as good, but Jared Goff is having a really good season.
Yeah, he's playing good ball.
Right now, the Rams are giving the Lions the 4th overall pick in the draft. So just think about that.
That's
for a second.
That's a great place to be if you're Detroit.
It really is. You have the trophy that you wanted. You got the championship trophy. But in theory, you could be handing away, not just to the Lions, but giving away two franchise quarterbacks. Jared Goff, if you believe, if you're Detroit, then he's your guy. Or whoever that top five pick is going to be. If you're the Rams, I would have to think that you're exceptionally motivated, front office, mind you, to find a way to get a couple of wins here down the stretch of the season. So maybe it's a little more palatable in the pick you're giving away.
Yeah, and if Matt Stafford walks away, then you don't have a quarterback and you don't have a way to get a quarterback that you feel confident in stepping in day one of 2023 and being your guy. So, yeah, it's a tough spot
there.
It's a tough spot for them to be in, Carl. And on top of that, something that they've been able to lean on the last couple of years, their defense, is absolutely atrocious.
Yeah.
Have you seen the defensive metrics for the Rams? I mean, Carlin, they haven't come back from their bye week. They've lost six straight since their bye week. And, Carlin, they have the second worst EPA since their bye week in week seven. Second worst. You know who has the worst defensive EPA? The Chicago Bears.
Oh, wow.
So you're in that territory. And for those of you who don't know, the EPA is expected points added, or in defense's case, expected point saves. But that's terrible for the L.A. Rams. Their philosophy, I get it. They won a championship with it. But now is them dealing with the reality of mortgaging their future for the here and now. And, Carlin, I think they have to mortgage some of the here and now for their future. They're going to have to move off of some of these guys that are quote-unquote cornerstones in order to get draft picks to rebuild this roster.
Chris, you know, we were talking about the Ravens earlier. And the fact that the Ravens are going to be without Lamar for the next 1 to 3 weeks because of the PCL injury in his knee. There's a few things here. Number one, what is fair to expect from Lamar when he actually returns? Can he still be the dynamic player? And then number two, when you factor all of that in, how will it affect how the Ravens handle him and his contract this coming offseason? Not saying that he's not 100% healthy and he made a mistake, but this is their primary concern moving forward. And he wants a fully guaranteed contract. Do you think about, if you are the Ravens, just exploring the market as to what that looks like for Lamar Jackson?
No.
I don't think so either. No. I'm throwing it out there as a possibility.
Who the hell does that? Who gets rid of a 25-year-old MVP quarterback?
If you're talking about a fully guaranteed contract.
Who does that?
Not many people.
Who gets rid of a 25-year-old MVP quarterback?
Without extenuating
I'm not saying MVP level.
Yeah.
He won an MVP.
Yes.
He's won a road playoff game. They've been in the playoffs, what, four of the 5 years he's been there?
Yes, but this is their primary concern with him moving forward. Being healthy and being the same explosive level player.
On a fully
guaranteed deal.
No. I can't be more emphatic than I am right now. You don't move off of Lamar Jackson. I don't care what the draft compensation coming back to you is. You don't trade him. The goal is to be able to get one of these guys that you can have for a decade plus. You got one. He's going to be in the playoffs every year. He's your starting quarterback. Why on earth would you get rid of him? It makes no sense. And then when you consider the division, knowing that you got to play against Joe Burrow, knowing that you got to play against Deshaun Watson, you're going to need a quarterback that can be a force multiplier. Lamar Jackson has proven that, maybe to his detriment, because the Baltimore Ravens haven't surrounded him with the requisite talent that it takes for him to compete at a championship level. But Lamar always keeps you relevant. That's worth paying him $50 million a year guaranteed. It is.
I would agree with you. I want Lamar Jackson on my football team.
Okay.
With this being the primary concern, I would think that it's somewhat important as to what Lamar looks like when he gets back. Does he look like the same Lamar? Or does he look like he's hampered by the injury and then just needs to get healthy? And maybe it makes me think about it a little bit more. If they're lining up, what's the price tag for Lamar right now? Let's just blank them picks. Three first-round picks plus?
Oh, yeah, it's three first-round picks plus.
And then you got to pay him.
Yeah, that's what it costs.
Is there any chance the Ravens are going to do this?
No.
They're going to give him the fully guaranteed contract?
Yeah, they're going to give him the fully guaranteed contract because of what he means to that team, what he means to that city. And then also, we got to think about, Ozzie Newsome's legacy in all of this too, because mm-hmm. that was Ozzie Newsome's last first round draft pick. And Ozzie Newsome might be one of the best executives in the National Football League in the last quarter century.
Oh, I think you can take might be out of it.
That's my point. So I don't see the Baltimore Ravens deciding to move on from Lamar when you actually hit on it and knowing the ramifications of that, and then also being in quarterback limbo as a result of it. So, no, they're not going to make this decision no matter what the compensation going back to them is, and that's the right decision for Eric DaCosta and the Ravens.
Greeny brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Tonight has massive implications, and it gets a whole lot more interesting if the Rams do start Baker Mayfield. But for the Raiders, more than anything else, every game from here on out is a playoff game if they are actually going to make a run. For me, it is a little too late.
Yeah, I think the Raiders actually get in. I think they get in.
You think they're getting in?
I think they get in. I think they sneak in.
That is exceptionally confident for a team that is in their position.
And I think they blow the doors off the Rams tonight.
Wow. It'll be interesting. Got to be a good game.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.